This is the brief on how AI marketing and state laws are colliding to create a new regulatory reality. Tech startups are learning a harsh lesson this week, because it turns out the catchy marketing copy you use to sell your product is exactly what lawmakers will use to bind you. First, on July 1st, the FTC proposed a policy statement using Anthropic's own marketing, selling their chatbot as a brilliant friend, as evidence for consumer deception. You know, think of it like a corporate Miranda warning. Literally anything you say on your landing page can and will be used against you by an agency the Supreme Court just made directly answerable to the president. Second, while the feds weaponize those vague marketing terms, states are shifting to laser-focused bans. Take Tennessee, where a one-page law just switched on this Wednesday. It explicitly bans algorithms from claiming to be qualified mental health professionals, complete with steep $5,000 fines. Similarly, Utah is now legally forcing human review into telepsychiatry contracts. So, are we witnessing the death of sweeping AI bills in favor of these hyper-specific limits? Finally, top university researchers are really pushing back against the political theater of blanket AI bans for teens. They argue the data actually demands smart design limits, like mandatory handoffs to the 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline, not total prohibition. Meanwhile, AI companies are quietly outsourcing age verification to third parties anyway. Honestly, if Congress passes a blanket ban, they're actively legislating against the very science they claim to value. Ultimately, from your sales pitch to your terms of service, this industry is finding out the exact words they use are now the exact rules they have to live by.